Now, you might not like to think about it, but the new tax year is starting very shortly, Friday the 6th of April to be precise, and RNIB is advising blind and partially sighted people to think about starting spring with a tax health check. Michael Farrier is a project manager with RNIB Tax Advice, and he's going to chat about some of the issues that might arise. Michael, first of all, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It might surprise some people to learn that RNIB has a UK-wide tax advice service. So, first question for you then, what exactly does that service do?
We provide help and advice and information for blind and partially sighted people and their relatives about personal tax issues, tax credits, VAT relief, anything related to HMRC, so tax allowances that they might be entitled to, letters that they've received from HMRC, help with filling in tax forms or their self-assessment, anything really tax-related we're the people to come to.
And that covers the whole of the UK because obviously, as we know, there's different systems in place for England and Wales, Scotland, etc. It is, let's just get it established, a UK-wide service.
It certainly is. Yeah, we speak to people all over the UK every day, over the phone, by email, and there's information on our website. But we do find for most people, getting in touch over the phone is often the easiest way to sort out tax issues.
I would imagine, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's probably very difficult for a lot of blind people, especially maybe on their own, as the tax information, well, it's sometimes hard to digest looking at it with my vision. I'd imagine as well it's doubly hard to digest if it's very hard to access as well.
It often is. For most people, they'll find that the information is available online, if you can go online. But it's often described in language that is quite difficult to understand unless you have a tax knowledge. So we explain tax in a very simple, plain English way. We don't use any jargon. We just explain how tax is worked out and can calculate whether someone's paying the right amount of tax or whether they're in fact due some refund. In some cases, people may need to pay a little more tax. But what we're trying to do is help people get their tax right first time, rather than letting things become more complicated.
And of course, as we're saying, the new tax year is starting Friday the 6th of April. It is a good time, isn't it, round about, you know, the spring, the beginning of the tax year, to do literally a little bit of spring cleaning, but on your finances. And as you say, maybe sometimes you're going to end up paying a little bit more, but I would imagine as well the majority of the cases of people you've helped, they find they've got a little bit more money in their pocket.
They have. The personal allowance goes up traditionally every April, so that always results in a reduction in tax for most people. But there are additional tax allowances that certain people can claim. There's the blind person's allowance, which is available for people who are registered severely sight impaired. That can reduce your tax in the new tax year by just under £500 a year. There's also a marriage allowance, which is not related to sight loss, but it's available for married couples, where if you meet the conditions, you can reduce your tax by about £250 this year. So what we can do through our tax service is we can carry out three-way calls with HMRC through their extra support service, and we can prepare customers for what information they're going to need to claim a certain allowance. We can make sure that that is very smooth and easily dealt with over the phone. And we can also make sure that if they are due any backdated tax, that is done within the phone call. Usually there aren't any forms to be completed for those either.
I mean, as you say, tax allowances can sometimes be a mystery to people, backdating and refunds as well. I think the good thing about the tax advice service that you're trying to get across is that you're able to act on the behalf of blind and partially sighted people from the RNIB's point of view and get outside help as well and make it easily understandable. I would imagine, Michael, that's the key issue.
It is. Yeah, tax is confusing for most people. They assume that HMRC are taxing them correctly, but mistakes can occur, and certainly the allowances that I mentioned, they're not given to you automatically. You have to make a claim for them. And our tax advice service, the aim is to make that smooth and as easy as possible for people with sight loss who often do struggle on their own to deal with tax issues, not only from the point of view of actually getting through to HMRC, but also knowing what information they might need to have ready.
Yeah, because as we say, I don't think many people would be aware of the tax allowances they can claim. I would think as well, probably most people wary of contacting the tax people directly. That's where, obviously, somebody who has knowledge of the system like yourself and your staff, Michael, would come in.
Yeah, we've helped thousands of people. The service has actually been running now for over 7 years, and we've helped well over 45,000 people with tax issues. And last year alone, we identified tax entitlements and tax credits for our customers of over 1 million. In most cases, people are really benefiting from contacting us. They often find out that there are allowances that they're entitled to that they had never even heard of. Some of the allowances that you may not be a taxpayer and may not benefit from, something like the blind person's allowance directly, but you can then transfer that allowance to your partner if they pay tax. So as a couple, your tax will be reduced.
Which, again, is something, as you're saying there, that's just like a throwaway line, but not an awful lot of people would be aware of that. And as we've said, that is probably one of the biggest things, that people have got to take this information on board, but they've got to act as well and actually contact you to get the information.
And what we also will do is, once we've spoken to HMRC, we'll then send a summary letter, again, in very plain English, to the person, so they understand what we've done over the telephone, and they've got a contact number then for us to come back to, because we can act as a go-between between the customer and HMRC, and they can ask us questions that they might feel a little bit concerned about asking HMRC directly.
Yeah, of course, and we'll give out the information how people can get in touch with you in just a moment or two. I'd imagine, Michael, there must be a great deal of satisfaction in your job, that helping people get the funds they're entitled to, and indeed get the funds that they didn't actually know they were entitled to.
Yep, it's really wonderful when we get feedback from customers who's, you know, delighted that they've had this reduction in their tax, or that they've found out that they might not have to pay VAT on a certain product or some building work that they've done to their home. Often we're talking to people who are on fairly low incomes, so that does really make a real big difference to their quality of life.
So if anyone is listening to this, Michael, and is aware, as we said at the beginning of the interview, that April the 6th is fast approaching, that is the new tax year starting date, how can people access your services? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay, they can call us on 0345 330-4897 or email us tax@rnib.org.uk, and there's information on the RNIB website about our service. Go to rnib.org.uk/tax.
And although we're saying Friday 6th of April is the start of the new tax year, you're not looking for everybody to get in touch before that, even a few days afterwards. It is the start of the new tax year, but there's still plenty of time, I would imagine, to catch up in your tax affairs.
Yep, it's never too late. So, as I said previously, allowances can be backdated, so don't think that you've missed the boat if you don't contact us a few days before or a few days after. The service is still going to be here for you whenever you need it.
Michael Farragher, Project Manager with RNIB Tax Advice, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Ian.